Sisters,
早安，弟兄弟姐妹。
Our passage today is taken from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41.
我们今天的
The children can go to Sunday school now. Thanks, Colin. Can you read the Chinese? Can you read it in Chinese?
Okay.
I don't know why it's like say to verse 40, but actually it's to 41.The passage ends at 41.
Okay.
Okay. So the sermon, the scripture will be read in Mandarin. So the scripture will be read in Mandarin. You can also look at the PowerPoint slides where both versions of the scripture are up.
Mark 福音四章三十五到四十一节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣能在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他们同行。忽然起了暴风。波浪打入了船内，甚至船要装满了水。耶稣在船尾上躺着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子啊，我们丧命，你不顾虑吗？”耶稣醒了，谴责风向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大平静。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心。”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“到底是谁？连风和海也听从他的。”
The sermon title for today is "Be Still When the Wind Ran Out of Breath."
我们今天的主题是平静平安。
Could I have the video? The PowerPoint person. Video. So in a while, the video will come up. As we read this passage, it is easy for us to forget how fearsome and threatening the forces of nature can really be.
我们可以看到的那个大自然界里面的恐惧以及可怕性。
We might read and watch on TV stories about hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, but because we're not in it ourselves, we can't really appreciate how fragile man is in the fall in the face of such might.
我们可以在电视播道里面或者是书上看到的暴风雨等等各方暴风巨浪的那些恐怖，但是因为我们不是亲身经历、亲身体验，我们很难体会到那样的恐惧。
The clip you're watching now is from a reality show on Discovery Channel called The Deadliest Catch.
我们现在看到的这个电影是电视播道里面演的最。危险的武装，在这的一个动作。
It chronicles the life of fishermen who are fishing for Alaskan crab, and supposed to be one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
这是一个全世界最危险的一项工作，就是捕抓那个阿拉斯加螃蟹的渔夫的工作。
As you watch the clips, you understand why it's so dangerous. Because the waves are very big, and the season is very short, so they have to work very hard.
由于他们的这个捕抓的季节非常短，所以他们要需要很勤劳很的捕抓。
So we come back from the Alaskan Sea back to the Sea of Galilee. We stop the clip now. Thank you.
我们先回来加利利海的故事。
Today our passage is about the Sea of Galilee, also known as Lake Kinneret in Israel, the lowest freshwater lake in the world.
我们今天讲到的是加利利海，就在今天。今日以色列人叫做基内雷特湖，那也是今日世界最浅的淡水湖。
In the passage, the fishermen's boats aren't as big as what you saw on the clip. They actually will only seat about 10 people, and they're about maybe 26 feet by 7 feet.
而 耶稣那辆当日他们所坐的船是很小的，大概是26.5尺乘7.5尺到乘4.5尺。
But I think what might have been similar to the clip we saw was the fearsomeness of the waves at that sense of being swept about by the forces of nature.
而当时是在狂风激浪下，整条船在海中里面漂浮。
There were very big winds like hurricanes that were driving the water, causing the waves to pour into the boats, threatening to sink the boat.
当时暴风雨将海水冲进了那个船里面。
In our passage today, the disciples had a pretty rough time. They had a series of shocks, and I don't just mean the waves.
我们今天有看到的这个船员，这个门徒们过着相当的危机。
The day started normal enough. Their teacher, Jesus, asked them to go to the other side, so they took a small boat over.
这是当耶稣叫他们过了湖的对岸，他们就跟着耶稣坐那小船渡过了河岸。
And one of the storms that the lake or the Sea of Galilee was famous for happened, but this storm was really, really big. The waves were huge.
而这个暴风雨是一反往常，比平常更加的狂暴。
If I were the disciple, I wouldn't have known which was worse. Is it worse that we are in the middle of this life-threatening storm? I'm going to die.Or is it worse that Jesus, my master, is calmly sleeping at the bow of the ship instead of doing what masters are supposed to do in such situations?
今天这个门徒所面对的、感觉到的、不同的经历是，到底在他们生命中这么危机的情况之下，而他们的夫子、他们的教师、耶稣基督却是在那边安稳的睡着，而并不是来帮助他们。
Didn't he care that everybody was going to die?
难道他不关心我们将面对的生命的危机吗？
The disciples' next shock was that when Jesus did wake up and speak to the wind, everything calmed down so quickly, it made them even more fearful.
而让门徒们更大的震惊的是，当耶稣起身的时候，命令风浪停止，而风浪就停止，那让他们感到更加的惧怕。
But that wasn't all.After this happens, your master, Jesus, then scolds you for not having enough faith.
那还不够，而是过后，主人耶稣还骂他们没有信心。
As the disciple, you might be wondering, what am I supposed to do? What's going on here?
对一个门徒来说，会感觉到很空，不知道怎么做。
In this series on Mark, we might do well to remember that Mark, like any good movie maker, he doesn't tell you, he shows you.
在马可福音这段记载里面，他像其他的段落里面一样，他不是单单讲，他展现给你看。
Mark himself wasn't a disciple of Christ, and his own writing did not show a very high level of literary skill. He used a lot of eyewitness accounts and descriptions.
马可本身不是亲自跟随耶稣的门徒，那么他也并不是以很高技术的文学文化来描写这段故事，他是以很实际的一些目击证人的详述来记述这段故事。
So he talked to people who had first-hand knowledge, like Peter, using these first-hand narratives, and then immersed all these sights and sounds.So that the reader, us, would find the accounts more vivid and more engaging.
他是经过了跟使徒们，例如彼得他们的记述，然后用很实际、很生动的把这些事件记录出来。
As we read these short 6 verses, we the readers are asked to consider what is the significance of the descriptions.
我们这些读者会问，这样的一个记述法。对我们来讲，它的重要性在哪呢？
So this is not a deep technical passage. On the reading of it, the significance is obvious. The point is that Jesus is so powerful that even nature obeys him.
在这里其实也并不是很技术化，因为、内容就很简单，也就是说耶稣有那个权威，而连大自然界也要听从他。
In this part of the Gospels in Mark, this passage forms a series of stories, narratives, where Jesus is showing his power over nature or the natural course of events.
在这段马可福音这段的故事这段里面这一大段他们记录了几个耶稣有关耶稣在能力上克服一切的困难。
So if you're looking at your Bibles and following it, these other passages include Jesus driving out the demon.
例如耶稣驱赶了魔鬼。
Jesus healing a sick woman.
耶稣医治了病人。
And then Jesus raising Jairus' daughter from the dead.
也让死人复活。
So this series of descriptions shows us some pattern, and the pattern is that the solution to these problems is Jesus. Jesus, by speaking the word, makes things right again.
在这些故事的记载里面，只表达一样的东西，就是耶稣在做这些事情的时候，都是借着他的话，用他的语言，用他的话来完成事情。
In today's passage, the words he speaks are "peace, be still."
今天的他所用的话语的语言是。 平静平安。
I think in the original of Sophia Paraphimoso, to the wind he said, be silent, be dumb. And in some translations, it speaks of the wind being muzzled, like putting your hand over your mouth like that.
那在这段里面，他对风讲的是安静，就好像用手掩着你的嘴巴，不要再出声了。
So the idea of God controlling nature is not a new one.
这个有关于 神控制了大自然界，对我们来讲并不是很新鲜的事。
We see it in the Old Testament in Jonah 1, where because Jonah tried to run away from God, hit on a ship, the ship was subjected to a lot of waves because God was chasing Jonah.
在旧约里面，约拿为了逃避神，而神在追拿的时候，也让约拿的船面对着大风浪。
It was only after Jonah was cast overboard and ended up in the whale's stomach, you know the story, that the waves calmed down.
而这风浪停止，只有在当约拿被丢进海里面以后。
So in this story today, Jesus' power in calming and controlling the wind and waves tells the readers that this is akin to the power of God.
而今天让这段事情让我们看到耶稣的这个能够把这个风浪停止，就是因为他的 神的力量。
This seems obvious to us today, but for the readers of Mark's Gospel, for them, they would be able to see shades in it of other stories, of ancient Near Eastern mythology stories.
今天在我们看来很简单，但在那时候的门徒们，他们看到的是一些有关一些近东的神话里面的一些色彩。
These ancient stories would have battle between the storm god and chaos, and they would usually be accompanied by some kind of revelation of a great divine being or great divine power.
而这些故事里面都是讲的风暴与狂风的那个打战，而最重要，那神话里面最重要是看到的是要启示整个要达到的权利是什么。
The readers will also have seen connections to ancient Hebrew poetry, such as Psalms 107.
而他们也看到了这些，在希伯来文里面的诗词里面也有写到这方面的东西。
Where we read that God calmed the sea. So these stories are to link Jesus' power to the power of God.
而这也看到在旧约里面看到了神用语言将那个平静的那个海，而现在耶稣也是用话来平静了整，用他语言。 他的能力平静那个风浪。
So very good. So we see Jesus reveals his power, and this follows the tradition of stories of the past. In today's lingo, if you watch a lot of TV, there's the great reveal. He is like God in his power.
而在这里，我们就看到了耶稣启示，展现了他的能力。那么用现在话语就是很大的启示。
I would have thought if I was a disciple and I tried to wake Jesus and he finally woke up, then he does his thing, I would have thought that my response would be, oh good, finally.
我如果是门徒们，我会很高兴，啊，你终于醒了。
Now that you're up, I knew you could do it all in a day's work.
你终于醒了，我不用再多做工作了，不用再惧怕了。
But that wasn't what we read. We read that the disciples' response was more fear, even more fearful of Jesus than of the waves.
但我们所看到的不是这样子，我们所看到的是门徒们更加的恐惧，恐惧的是敬畏耶稣的能力。
And this great fear of the disciples is one of the characteristics of Mark's account of this passage.
而这一个对耶稣的敬畏，就是这个马可有意把这个主题表现出、呈现出来。
Pastor Xiaohui said last week that we're preaching through Mark, but we're only picking the passages that have something unique to Mark as compared to Luke and Matthew to see what they can teach us.
Okay, 这些文章、这些记录在马太、路加都有记载，但是马可的记载稍微不一样的一个记述方式，而为了就是要表达出整个主题。
So what are the aspects that Mark is different from the rest? One important aspect is the fear of Jesus upon the show of his power.
而马可所要带出来的层面就是对耶稣的能力而带来的敬畏。
In Matthew, it says that the disciples marveled. In Luke, it says they feared and marveled. But in Mark, he only says they feared.
在马太福音里面只看到门徒们震惊耶稣的能力，在路加里面我们看到门徒们震惊以敬畏耶稣的能力，而在马可福音里面只单指敬畏。
Another characteristic of Mark is that the panic or the desperation of the disciples is more pronounced.
另外一个层面在这里所记述到的是门徒们的在马可福音里面是记录了他们更加的惧怕。
When they said the phrase, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" This was in a really reproachful and panicking way.
你可以看到从他们跟耶稣讲的话里面看得出他们的惧怕。难道你不知道我们要被沉默了吗？
Sorry, the words are a bit small, but if you read in Matthew, those words are more like a prayer, the way they say it, and in Luke, it's more like a plead for help.But in Matthew, it is a desperate cry.
如果我们看马太福音的话，是有点像在祷告，而在路加里面是有点在祈求帮忙。
So as we think about the scenes of waves washing over, and you can imagine what kind of background these words were said in. Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? Maybe it had to be wailed out because the winds and the waves were so strong, and water was just churning around them.
我们可以想象到这时的门徒当在狂风暴雨的时候水在进入船上，然后他们一直把水壳也许一直在拿水烧出去的时候，然后再问那个门问耶稣，你还在睡觉。
And the third characteristic of Mark's account is Jesus' rebuke or scolding of the disciples for their lack of faith.
而第三个不同的层面是耶稣在这段里面谴责了门徒们的没有信心。
So taken together we can see that it's theJesus revealing his power that causes the disciples to fear him and then causes him to scold them for the lack of faith.
耶稣展示了他的能力，而造成了这个门徒们更加的敬畏，而他耶稣也谴责了门徒们的小信。
So there are two parts of this, which if we see what Jesus said, could be a helpful guide. The first part is Jesus' words, Why so fearful? Why are you so fearful?In verse 40,
在四十节里面，耶稣问他们：“为什么你们这么惧怕呢？”
And the second part is his second statement, which was, "How is it that you have no faith?"
在另外一部分就是为何你们这样没有信心呢
？So we'll take the first part first. Why so faithful?
我们先讨论第一个部分，为什么这么惧怕
？If we look at the word here used for fear, it's apparently not the normal word. It's a word that's very rarely used.And when it's used in a negative sense, it's not a good word.
那我在马可里面用这个没有信这个惧怕里面是相当的负面的一种很少出现的一个记述法。
Another place in the Bible where it's used is in Revelations, where Jesus is speaking and he's saying that those who are cowardly are destined for the lake of fire.
另外一段这段记述，同样的文字记述在那个启示录里面。
So when we look at Jesus' words here, when he says, "Why are you so fearful?" you can translate it as "You cowards."
在这里，耶稣说，为你们为何你们这么惧怕？也可以说你是懦夫。
So in Mark's versions, these seem to be really strong words. And if I were the disciple and I wasn't so scared, I might be a little bit annoyed.
如果我是门徒的话，根据马可福音这样的记载里面，如果我可能是非常不止惧怕。也有点生气。
The disciples are people who have put down their nets, followed Jesus, turned their backs on family and friends.
这些门徒们是放下他们的以往，离开他们的父母儿女，来跟随着耶稣。
And they are following Jesus, traipsing around the countryside, preaching to people, and they follow him even though they tried their best to believe him, but honestly, half the time they don't really know what he's talking about.
他们跟随耶稣到处布道，到处漂流。那么他们也尝试了解耶稣，但是也可能很多时候是不太了解。
Maybe they thought, given all this, they were doing quite well in being faith, in having faith.
他们也以为自己这样忠心耿耿的在跟随耶稣，也应该被赞赏。
So it's helpful for us to think that what we're seeing today is one point in the disciples' journey of faith.
我们在这里看到这个门徒们的这个信心的道路的阶段。
As you go on through the rest of the gospel, the events that happened and Jesus' death, then you can see how the journey of faith has unfolded.
我们可以看到他们的那个信心的一直在转变，在前进，当在不同的事件一直在继续发展里面。
But for now, Jesus' pronouncement to them is, "Why so fearful? Why do you have no faith?"
而这里，耶稣是讲他们为什么这么的惧怕，为什么这样没有信心。
But one thing I think they did right was that they were fearful at the power and the magnitude of Christ.
但有一点是对的，是他们真的很敬畏耶稣的这个能力的展现。
And if you think about our own lives and what we know of Christ, do we show that same fear of God, fear of Jesus Christ?
如果用在我们的生活里面，我们是否也同样的对神的能力，对耶稣基督的能力感到敬畏呢？
Are we awestruck by what he's done around us, for our friends and family, or do we take it as matter of place?
我们对他在我们的周围当中所做的，在我们亲友所做的，我们感到尊敬吗？
Are we more familiar with a God that is loving and caring, rather than one that controls nature, that calms the winds and the waves?
我们只是，会不会只是熟悉慈爱、仁爱的耶稣，多过了那位控制了整个宇宙自然的神？
When we sing songs like "Our God is an awesome God," do we believe it and do we live it?
当我们在唱我们的神是大可敬畏的神的时候，我们真的相信他吗？
So the first part was about the fear of God, and the second statement was about having no faith.
而现在我们进入第二个部分，是指没有信心。
Remember verse 40, why are you afraid? Do you have no faith? So this second verse about having no faith, it's been said that Jesus spoke this in a pitying yet loving way.So Charles Spurgeon calls it an exclamation of pity together with a censure of love.
耶稣在讲骂他们的时候，是带着了一个很怜悯的关怀的一个指责。
So a censure is like scolding, it's rebuking or telling someone they're not doing things right.
虽然说也是在这谴责那个人做得不好，做得不对，但是是带着慈爱的一个怜悯之心。
For Spurgeon, they were censured by Jesus because this lack of faith by the disciples was not pleasing to God and was unreasonable given what they had seen about the power of God through Jesus Christ.
那么这个在有一个censure里面，一个神学家，他是提到的那个畏惧恐信心是指
So the lack of faith was not pleasing to God, and it was unreasonable given of what they had seen of the power of God through Jesus Christ.
就是说，信心是指缺乏了
So it was also this lack of faith was also unreasonable because it came from a low faith or a low view or low opinion of Christ Jesus.
Okay, 这个也是对耶稣的信心是因为对耶稣的不认识，对耶稣的不清楚。
So when I was preparing this sermon, my translator Ju Long asked me, "What do I mean? What do I mean when I say things about faith? What were the disciples supposed to have done differently?"
当我问他的时候，因为我在看这篇文章的时候，我自己感觉到很多的困扰，所以问他怎样才算是对的，在这个门徒里面，怎样才算是有信心？
So what's the model answer? What's the right thing to do as a disciple?
到底门徒应该怎么样做？因为我本身自己也不能够明很多的疑惑。
So I didn't have a straightforward answer for him. I could only tell him that this passage that we see is one point in the life of the disciples as they get to know God more and as they grow in faith.
那么他本身也没有直接的答案，只能说我们在这一生中里面过活里面慢慢去认识，更加的深入的了解这个信心。
Also, faith is a state of heart. It leads us to do actions, but just because you do a certain action doesn't mean that you have faith. Who knows your motives in your heart except God?
其实信心是最主要在从内心里面，我们怎么知道你的做法等等是基于你的内心而表现出来的呢？只有神才能够知道。
Is faith something we can force ourselves or will ourselves to have more of? Can Jesus say to us, "Peace, be still, have more faith," and like magic, we will have more faith?
信心是否像风浪这样？当耶稣叫你安静、平静的时候，你就能够很自然的安静、平静。让耶稣叫我们有信心的时候，我们就有信心吗？
I'm afraid not. It seems that while the winds and the waves may obey Christ when he says, "Peace, be still," it's not that easy with disciples and us.
很可惜的，我们不像这些大风暴。当耶稣讲是要有信心的时候，我们就会有信心。
Charles Spurgeon also said, "Knowledge and evidence leads to faith. Faith is the gift of God and is the work of the Holy Spirit."
这个神学家也讲到了，这个信心可以说
is the Faith is the gift of God and the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个信心是神的恩典，也是圣灵的工作。
But there's a but. But it comes to us in a certain manner.
但还有多一个字就是但是。
Yeah. And that but means that we also have to play our part in putting ourselves into the hands of God and asking Him, telling Him that we desire to build our faith.
那个但是就是我们也需要扮演我们所应该扮演的角色，我们也需要知道我们愿意对神有信心。
So we commit ourselves to God and we do our best, but faith is a gift of God and it's the work of the Spirit.
所以我们要投入对神的信心，投入对神的工作，但是信心还是神的恩典。
Okay. So for some of us, this passage about Jesus stilling the waves has been heard many, many times. Maybe in Sunday school, you sang the song, "With Christ in the vessel, I can smile at the storm, the action storm."
我们对我们在许多讲道里面提到的对神的信心，那么在从主日学里面也听唱了那是有主在船中，我们不用惧怕的那种诗歌。
But at your stage in life now, the teaching, the passage should have a slightly different meaning for you.
但是在我们人生的成长过程里面，这样的一个内容，这样的一个教导，对于我们是有不同的阶段、不同的认识跟感受。
We're no longer children, although we're told to have childlike faith, not childish faith.
我们虽然说被教导要像孩子们的信心，但并不是这样的没有这样的幼稚。
So your faith may go through different phases and different stages.
信心在不同的阶段有不同的感受，不同的认识。
There's a very complicated theory on how faith grows in stages, and it's not to do with what you believe, but how you come to those beliefs and you apply it to your life.
有一些心理学家，有一个心理学家的那个相当复杂、深奥的一个有关于 这个信心的成长过程。
Because it's very complicated, I'm not going to explain it at depth here. It suffice to say that the idea is that in our state, in our faith, we might move from beginning when we adopt faith and moral rules literally, and we see the world in black and white, right or wrong.
简化它就是在首阶段的时候，我们只看到了就是黑与白这么简单的东西，就是道德规范黑与白。
Then we move on from that to seeing faith as something external to us. So we know what it means, but it's still not part of us.
而进入另外一阶段是信心跟我们彼此不是很相关，我们知道是什么，但是与自己的生命没有什么相关。
Then we move on from there to feeling that faith does have something to do with us, and then we start to ask questions to examine things more closely.
而进入另外一个阶，再深入的另外一个阶段就是信心与我们很有关系，所以我们就要慢更加仔细的去检验实验。
And since you're in church today, it's likely that you have moved on to the next stage where you have come to a place where you're open to paradoxes of faith and opposing view, and you found a way to reconcile with them.
我们今天还好是在教会里面，我们现在已经接受了那一个信心的那个不同的信心的一些看得到，就是那个
paradox。
的一个
things that don't go together.
不在一起的那个就是相不是很逻辑的一个推理。
And most of us, for those paradoxes, we rationalize it in our mind, or we decide they're not important, and we exclude them.
所以我们有些我们就根据思想在考虑，如果是这些不适合我们的，我们就拿掉。
Those stages are not really linked to your ages, because you might know friends of your age who are still at the stage where your faith is external.Or you are asking questions but haven't found the answers yet.
而这个阶段跟我们的年龄不一定是成正比。
The other way that faith can change is through your seasons of life, the roles that you take, the things that are happening to you.
而这个信心也会随着你不同的情况、不同的境界、遭遇而改变。
For the young adults, you might be starting university, going to the army. There are new friends, a new job, new challenges.
青少年人或许要面对的是去大学，面对新的同学、新的工作、新的挑战。
If you are newly married or you're going to be new parents, then you're grappling with new roles and new responsibilities.
刚结婚的，或者是初为人母的。有新的责任、新的工作、新的挑战。
If you're in your middle or late adulthood, things might be very stable, but are you feeling a little stagnant, a little bored?
对于像一些比较年老的，就比较安稳、比较平静，但也比较呆滞、比较无聊。
So from where you stand now, at your stage of faith and your season of life, what does it mean to have faith in Jesus?
而在我们这不同阶段里面，我们在问自己，什么才是对耶稣有信心呢？
What does it mean to have faith and not be fearful? What might you, what should you have faith in God about?
到底什么是叫不在信心里面不恐惧，对神有信心呢？
What are you fearful about? Instead of being fearful, afraid of the God who can control nature.
我们为什么要恐惧、惧怕呢？惧怕那耶，而不是惧怕那个控制自然界的神呢？
If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, then what or in who are you hoping for?
如果信心是所见之实、未见之实底，那么我们又在等待些什么人、怎样的信心呢？
So in today's passage, we see that there's a great storm that causes Jesus to speak, causing a great calm.
今天我们所看到的是大风暴致使耶稣起身叫那个风浪停止。
The great calm causes the disciples to have a great fear.
而这一个暴风造成的这些门徒们的恐惧。
So this relationship points us to the greatness and the power of Jesus as the Son of God.
而也看到了这个耶稣本身的那个能力是以他 神的身份是有关系的。
Matthew Henry reminds us of the connection to Jonah. He says that the disciples feared God and had pleasure and they gave glory to Christ, just like the mariners in Jonah.
而这段里面，在一个释经的书里面提到的这一段，就好像约拿书里面的船员们，当他们看到海浪平静的时候，对神的那种恐惧、惧怕、敬畏。
That's right. Jonah 1:16, when the sea ceased her raging, the sailors feared the Lord excessively and ordered and offered a sacrifice to the Lord.
而当约拿被丢进海里面，海浪平静的时候，那个船员们的对神的敬畏而献祭敬拜。
So we're now at the start of 2012. I don't know about you, but I had a pretty stormy year last year.
去年我经历了很多的风暴。
So I'm still feeling the occasional ripples, although the main storm has blown over.
到了今年还是有那个微波荡漾。
So I'm still trying to say more, God, your will be done, instead of saying, all right, God, have it your way.
我是希望今年还是在想，神让你的旨意成全。
So I'm trying to see through this storm the awesomeness and the amazingness of God, and trying to have more faith.
我还是希望经过看到这个风暴里面的震惊里面，让我在神里面更加有信心。
I'm not always successful, and actually, I don't even know how to check if I'm doing well at this.
我并不是每次都成功。我甚至不知道怎样的检验我的信心。
So for your lives this year, or as you think about what you've come past, when God says to us, "Peace be still," and tells us to have more faith, we can only pray to Him.
所以，当神说安静、平静下来的时候，我只能够向神祷告。
And what do we say? We say, "By the grace of God, we're trying."By the grace of God, by the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we try.
我们只能说，借着神的恩典，耶稣基督的慈爱，与圣灵一起交通。
Please join me in praying. Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your message, Lord. Thank you for this story of Jesus calming the storm.Although we've heard it so many times, we pray that you make it fresh to us again, Lord. The eternal truths of your power and your awesomeness. We acknowledge your power in our lives. Forgive us when we doubt and we forget your might and power. Forgive us when we're more fearful of problems than of you. Forgive us when our response to your power is not to fear you and to have faith in you. Lord, we ask that you help us to be still.And we commit ourselves to your hands so that you help us to have more faith because you've promised us, God. You said that this is your gift and your Holy Spirit will help us. And Lord, we know that you will do this because you're not just the God who can calm the waves and the storm, Lord. You have the power to change lives and that is even more amazing, Lord. We commit ourselves to your hands that as we walk this path of grace, step by step, your grace and your hope will fill us.We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.